Prime Minister encourages Jamaicans to invest in nutraceutical industry, urges parents and guardians to safeguard the nation's children, and Sports Minister hails Jamaica Table Tennis Association. This and more in today's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is calling on more private sector companies to invest in the local nutraceutical industry. Declaring that Jamaica is sitting on a gold mine, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says of the 160 plants proven to have medicinal properties worldwide, over 80 are endemic to Jamaica, putting Jamaica in a position to reap significant economic gains. The Prime Minister was speaking at the launch of the National Nutraceutical Industry at the Hope Zoo in St. Andrew on March 5.
The possible economic benefits for Jamaica are tremendous. Thousands of new jobs can be created through mass cultivation and employment in labs and processing plants. There's a potential for increased revenue from greater earning power of new workers. There will be more foreign exchange through greater exports and the development of medical tourism.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller adds that the government will be aggressively pursuing the development of the local nutraceutical industry, noting that this will form an integral part of a national strategic approach for ensuring economic growth, development, and job creation. The Prime Minister is also reiterating the need for Jamaicans to protect their children. Lamenting the recent and untimely murders of two adolescent girls in Westmoreland and St. Thomas, the Prime Minister said the future of the country will be jeopardized if youngsters are not allowed to grow up and realize their full potential.
And I want to make a special appeal to parents, mothers and fathers. Keep your children close to you. It is sad for every time you hear child murder. And it's happening one too many every time.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the official launch of the Union Gardens Infant School Building Project in Southwest St. Andrew on Wednesday. Addressing the 26th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM in the Bahamas on February 26, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller charged her counterparts to place greater focus on building the creative industries to spur further economic development in the region. The Prime Minister advocated for the speedy advancement of the draft regional development strategy and action plan for the cultural industries, noting that Jamaica is far advanced with pursuing some of the priority actions proposed by CARICOM. These include updating its 2003 cultural policy and the preparation of a new cultural and creative industries policy, which places emphasis on business and entrepreneurship. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is hailing the Jamaica Table Tennis Association and other organizers and stakeholders for successfully staging the inaugural Jamaica Winter Table Tennis Championships. The two-day event was staged on February 28 and March 1 at the Montego Bay Community College Auditorium in St. James and attracted 25 of the world's top players, including United States-based Chinese player Binhai Chu and Damien Provost of France. Speaking on the closing day of the tournament, Minister Nita Headley said the competition adds to the long list of international-level tournaments staged in Jamaica and will give even more credence to Jamaica as an ideal sporting destination. Addressing the 2014-2015 awards presentation for the Westmoreland Football Association last Sunday, Minister Nita Headley announced that the government will invest $10 million each to the Petersfield and Grange Hill High Schools for the development of their sports facilities. This is part of ongoing efforts to improve and upgrade sporting facilities in Western Jamaica.
Clubs, institutions, and businesses in Western Jamaica and nationally. We have many Maradonas in Westmoreland waiting to be unearthed and waiting to be exposed. We're going to find them, we're going to groom them, we're going to expose them, and maybe even export them.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.